It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is featured in the Great American Read series on PBS. Kate Walker reviews Moby Dick by Herman Melville.
In my first teaching interview, I was asked what book I'd most like to teach. Without hesitation, I replied, Moby Dick. The interviewer probably thought I was trying to impress him, but it was true. I finally began teaching Moby Dick 4 years ago, and I hope I'll be able to continue to teach it for the rest of my career. I grew up in New England, where I ate at Moby Dick-themed restaurants, I mini-golfed at Moby Dick-themed putt-putt places, and I pored over the abridged version of Moby Dick all before the age of 10. On the playground, we'd yell, "Thar she blows!" and pretend to harpoon each other. Steeped in nautical history from a young age, due to my family's summer camping on Cape Cod, I didn't know it was possible to grow up and not have heard of the great white whale, or Ahab, or Ishmael. When people ask me why they should read Moby Dick, I tell them no matter what they're into, this novel has it. For example, it's actually quite funny, whether playing off puns or making fart jokes about dyspeptic whales. If you're interested in relationships, Ishmael's bromance with Queequeg provides interesting perspectives on mid-19th century norms. If you like philosophy, you can stand on the masthead with Ishmael and contemplate existence. If you love revenge tales, Ahab is obsessed with chasing down the whale who ate his leg. If you're into economics or the environment, the novel still bears relevance. Then, people did dangerous jobs like whaling for very little money to supply civilization with whale oil for light. Now, miners provide the mineral tantalum for cell phones. Not so different. I recently attended a 2-week class on Moby Dick in New Bedford, Massachusetts. It was a chance for me and other Moby Dick heads to delve deep into the novel, the nautical knowledge, and the historical background. The excitement and exuberance of the lead teacher, Tim Marr, made me realize how my students must feel watching me talk about the novel. I may get a little carried away with my whale-themed outfits, sailing puns, and enthusiasm for the text, but students remember the book. I have them do a creative response to the novel, and their whale cakes, dramatic monologues, artistic renditions, and poetic interpretations show there are always new ways to relate to the novel. This year, one student wrote a workout plan for harpooners. Another examined modern poetry to be used with a novel. I'll never stop finding new elements of the book to love, thanks to my students and to Melville's style and precision in writing. On my latest read, I noticed all the pithy maxims, like, a purse is but a rag unless you have something in it. Ignorance is the parent of fear. And everyone knows that in most people's estimation, to do anything coolly is to do it genteelly. So whether you want to read about friendship, philosophy, or revenge, or if you just want beautiful prose that acknowledges a smart reader, Moby Dick is the book for you. Pick it up. You'll enjoy the journey.
That book is Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Reviewer Kate Walker teaches the book in her AP Literature class at the State College Area High School. She has 3 Moby Dick tattoos. You can vote for your favorite of the Great American Read books at pbs.org/Great American Read. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.